Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Friday.
Ah.
Whoa. Right off the bat. Hello, 2025.
Take that.
Huh? Yeah, 1-3-25, fellas. How we doing?
Crazy.
That was amazing right off the bat. Good work.
Nice.
Good work, everyone.
Thank you.
We're feeling in good voice, are we?
It's that good coffee you made us.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind? Do you know the words of that word?
Nope.
Or no. Oh.
That's always a question. Old Lang Syne.
Old Lang Syne, right?
That's the name of it.
Yeah, man.
I don't know the words to it. I know the tune to it. Do you think that is a song that will always be the song played at midnight?
If it's not, there'll be just an uprising.
Do you think so? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what...
Even though the generation... I mean, most of us probably don't even know what it means.
No, I don't have a clue.
And there's certainly no way the younger generation does. Like those whippersnappers in the other room. Steve, you know what it means?
Whippersnappers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you little whippersnapper.
Thank you. You young punk, you.
Yeah.
Youngin. Bruce, yeah.
Damn right.
You know the meaning of it, Steve?
Well, Jay, it's a Scottish song.
Okay, we're Googling. Oh. I see what we're doing here, yeah. Something about the past, I think, or past memories or something.
Scottish? Why are we singing that?
I don't know.
Mm. I don't know, man.
You have roots.
It is weird. Every year this is a big thing, like on message boards or whatever, where with DJs who DJ all across the country at New Year's Eve parties, and it's like, What are you dropping at midnight? You know, everybody wants to know. Now, obviously, if you're in a nightclub or something, it's different. But for regular parties, or they're just kind of like, are we still just all doing Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, yeah, I do it for like 30 seconds.
That's right. It's just tradition and feels good.
I bought this, you know, Victrola type cabinet wind up record player.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it long time ago. I still have it. But it came with a whole stack of, like, not 33. I think there were 77s records.
78.
78.
Yeah, 78. Yeah.
Yours were on discount, so they're 77.
Yeah, right. I think, whatever they are.
Technically a 77 and a half.
I think so. It was 77 and a half. But anyway, one of the records was Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's pretty
cool.
Does
it work?
Actually.
Does the player work? And is it manually powered?
Yeah, you wind it up and.
Wow, that's cool,
that
Monty.
Is cool.
Who performs it?
Do you, I have no idea.
That's a good question.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah. It's just musical, though?
I think it's just the musical version.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
How about
I'll
that?
I'll say.
Yeah. So anyway, Happy New Year. What time were you up till, Bruce?
11.
11's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Warren.
Unfortunately, after midnight.
Unfortunately.
Oh, well, we
paid for that the next day, huh?
Well, very much so.
Yeah.
We were going to go to some friend's house.
Okay.
Just a casual evening.
Yeah.
Some goodies and visiting, but somebody out on the prairie was letting off huge fireworks, and I think shooting Tannerite, if I'm not, it sounded like it to me.
Boom.
And our dog was going berserk.
Ours did the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, she was having a meltdown.
Yeah, and so we gave her.
I'm trying to remember what Tannerite is. I know I've seen it.
You shoot it, and it explodes.
Yeah, it's
exploding stuff.
Oh, it's the one you shoot.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Right. Okay, yes.
Shoot, go boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
There you go.
Yeah, it's loud. And we gave her the pills to calm her down.
Sure.
It did, but not close, and I should have done it sooner in the day.
Right.
I didn't.
Yeah.
So we ended up not going, but we still didn't get to sleep the way after that because of her.
Because of the, between the fireworks and the dog. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Did you, like, stay up and watch some good TV at least? Or what?
Yeah, we did watch TV. I mean, not unnecessarily. We watched a little bit of the...
The ball dropping, like the
we didn't get that far, and then we switched over. There was a I didn't know there was a country one on.
Yeah, right.
And we switched over with that. Keith Urban.
Yeah,
and so we switched over to that. That to me, that was way better.
Okay, and to you, were up till
eight o'clock.
Yeah. Good job,
eight?
Well done. Yeah, it's not even midnight in the East Coast, and Monty's
it's
out.
Close enough.
I was gonna say it's not even dark yet, but never mind. It's been dark for 4 hours.
Early.
All right.
You have a bowl of Malto meal before you go to bed or anything?
No, I'm good.
Eight.
Yeah, that one's a little early,
No. Even for you guys, huh?
Nah,
oh, we're up to like one.
That was late. We stayed at
home. Eight was late.
Oh, we were late.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you get up so early.
Yeah.
Huh?
No wonder that you get up so early.
Well, yeah. I mean, after you have eight or nine hours of sleep, your body's going to wake up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't, Steve, how late were you up? Did we ever discuss it? I don't think we did.
I don't think so, no.
I know you made it till midnight because you texted me at midnight.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. Wow, look at him go. Also, thanks for not texting me. And I do mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know that Jay's awake. Like, if you knew he was out and about, like Steve and I had been talking, so he knew that I was still going to be awake.
Yeah.
But, Jay, I didn't text you at midnight, so I didn't know what your plans were.
Yeah, heavens no. And I appreciate that, Kev. Yeah, it'll still be New Year's in the morning.
You better believe it will.
That's right.
That's true. I texted all you guys the next day.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that, which is appropriate, Steve.
I am all about appropriate.
Boy, I'll say.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh. Did you hear me right before we went on there and said, what did I say? Did you hear what I said?
Yep. Everybody got
Kevin James.
Here we go, fellas.
Here we go, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I did.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Raise your hand if you're surprised. Just Bruce. What a nice friend, Bruce. Yeah, good guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin James. Hello, Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, everybody. I have a question. I'm kind of directed at Bruce because he's a fun little fella. But it can certainly be directed to you, Warren, as well, and Monty and everybody else. Jay lives in
just
the...
Just literally trailed off at the end.
Well, Jay, you live in the bra world, the bra.
Oh, bro.
Bro. Right?
You mean the use of the word?
Absolutely. Mm. Your kids went through all that. Mm-hmm. You are very familiar with it.
So, yeah. I don't know, certainly bro. Not bra, but bro.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sup, bra?
Yeah. As in mainly just sarcastically.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like the younger kids say bruh.
Yeah, we do.
Because I hear all the moms, you know, on TikTok saying, oh, God, this is so great. Such a great year, little Johnny. Grew up and blah, 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 and he's 12 now, and now apparently my name has changed to Bra.
Mm-hmm.
Bra. Very annoying. Now, but that word has been around forever. What did you guys have a word like that you used for each other?
Cool.
Cool?
That's cool. Not for each other, probably.
No, not for each other.
Like, did you use the word bro back
no.
then? Not at all. Okay, because I thought maybe it was old enough that it was one.
I don't think so.
That had been used,
buddy. Maybe
I think
dude.
Ours,
hey, dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Did you say because that
that's
would be like Monty? You and I were in our 50s, like that. I feel like dude was
dude and cuz.
Cuz. Oh, wow. There was a cuz.
There was a cuz craze for quite a while. It's like.
Yeah, I do.
There was a movie that had it like, hey,
you're right, cuz. That was a little stretch of cuz.
Yeah.
Jay, what about you? You're kind of, you're in between us here age-wise. Do you have?
Just our name.
Stop it.
I don't know. Maybe buddy. I don't know. That'd be the only one I could think of that. Definitely not dude.
I've tried to bring back completely. Like, I call everybody dude. I call... You know, my granddaughter, dude. I call everybody dude, and she just calls me bro right back.
Mm. Nice.
And so it's like,
I was going to say, my granddaughter, 7 years old, calls me bro all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there it is. Hey, bro. Right. Hey, bro.
It's hilarious.
Huh. I think we went by last name. Everybody called each other the last name.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Yeah, there was a lot of that.
And I don't think we get that very much now.
Well, specifically, if you're a coach, you're going to use the last name.
Yeah, you get a lot of last name stuff.
That's very true.
I don't remember your first name. I can read your last name off your shirt. So
right.
I'm going to go ahead and just call you that. That helps a bunch.
Okay, I was just thinking about that this morning, and I thought, I wonder if they had a word that they used.
Probably not on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
But he got a haircut.
I did.
Always help someone in trouble. Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Yeah, hi, Warren.
Hello, and hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
Welcome to 2025.
Thank you.
How are we feeling about it?
Not bad. Pretty good.
Yeah,
I want spring to get here.
You're looking forward to spring. Yeah.
I didn't used to. I used to like, you know, plowing snow.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
Yeah.
So this winter has been...
All right, Kevin.
Hell.
I'm ready to get back out and go camping and...
I hear your word.
You know what, as weird as it is, Kevin, even the South Hill has so much more snow than we do.
Does it really?
Like, we went up and visited friends over the weekend, and it was like, you guys have, like, snow in your yard. We have zero at our place.
We got quite a bit.
You guys do?
I have zero. I mean, I haven't even really, knock on wood, I haven't really seen snow.
Yeah, it's been pretty sparse if you're in the valley or downtown. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, up. But do you have it at your house, Monty?
Only, like, in planters and stuff. Where,
sure.
You know, it's elevated.
Where it's hanging out a little bit, yeah.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's funny is we've got across, we look out across the water, and then there's a mountain range on the backside.
Yeah.
And I can tell where his house is in relation to that. I can't see your house.
Because there's a snow line.
I'm pointing at Warren.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm pointing at Warren. So, yes. But there's, because I know his elevation is quite a bit higher than ours.
Sure.
You can see it by the snow line.
That's crazy.
Like, I know how much snow he has because I can see it.
That's weird. Yeah. Yeah. And supposedly the freezing rain today at that same line.
Gosh, yeah. And that's not good. The road I'm about to bring up, we don't want freezing rain. How's the bottom of Big Sandy? Is she, is it? Snow?
It's fine right now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I went over it yesterday.
I don't go.
How about the middle of Big Sandy?
That would be where the snow lines start.
Yeah.
And then it's the top of Big Sandy?
Yeah, we were over it on New Year's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's snow at the top, but it's pretty much off the roads now.
Oh, well, good.
Except on the dirt roads where I live, it's still on it.
I'd say Suncrest is like the midpoint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, that's the one landmark I know out there. It's the bottom of Big Sandy.
That's a one. That's the only one.
That's a steep hill.
Steve has no idea what any of that means.
Yeah, Friday crew weather report.
Hello, my name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo. Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Yeah, let's go, Brewster.
Brewster, 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 Brewster.
Good morning, everybody.
Bruce, you had a birthday since we last saw you.
Oh, I did, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I feel it, too.
You feel it?
Right, 65, are you?
Yeah, a little over, yeah.
And how was it? Your granddaughter come over, called you bro.
Yeah,
that was good, yep.
Yeah, she gave me a hug.
Nice.
It's okay. I had lots of cake.
Good. That's a good. Oh, yeah. That's a good
what
birthday.
What kind of cake? Do you know? Do you have a favorite that they make for you, or what?
The lemon yellow with chocolate frosting.
Okay. Oh, wow.
He does know. Doesn't
okay,
he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And is that a thing that your wife does, or do you just do other people?
She ignores me.
She ignores you? Yeah, well, happy birthday.
That's what
he ignores
I
her. So she recently had a birthday also, didn't
she?
Oh, nice.
A week before me.
Okay.
Bruce, here's the thing that I always find interesting with you, and you were in a unique situation with the gas station.
Yes.
Where you owned, Riverside...
Riverside Service.
Yeah. Come on by. We'll pump your gas.
Yes, we will.
We have you doing a commercial of that somewhere, and it's my favorite thing ever. You retired pretty stinking early.
Yeah, well, I quit working there. I don't know if I really retired.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot of projects, but I mean, technically, like at the end of the year, you're not getting any, W-2 income or anything that you need to report.
Right.
How many years has it been for retirement?
Oh, geez. 2005.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, happy 20th.
So
yeah.
Yeah, this will be the year, the 20th anniversary.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Warren, could you imagine being retired for 20 years?
No, but I'm looking for, well, I'll be ancient by then because I've been retired 5 and a half.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you love it.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
I never looked back, not for 1 second.
I forgot to ask, are you guys signed in and signed up for 2025 here? I mean, it just kind of was an assumption that you're back in.
Yeah.
Are you in for the year?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Take part.
I didn't say how much a raise we got, though.
Right. You didn't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And you won't.
I did ask.
I noticed that in a group thread that we have for Friday. Yep. Was it you, Monty?
Yeah, it was.
What's our pay raise? Crickets.
Well, we could, if we just double it, it would be fine.
Yeah, consider it doubled.
Okay, cool.
All I know is when that came through on the text thread, these two guys, we were all sitting in the same room together. They all looked over at me, and I'm like, don't stare at me. I'm not doing nothing.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I didn't know.
And a whole bunch of DVDs.
Yeah, me too. And we got a whole bunch of VHS stuff.
What are you going to do with those?
Kevin James.
I don't know. We still have a VHS.
Tuck them under his water bed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There you go. Keep them warm.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Did you think I forgot you, Monty?
No, not at all.
I think I was like, oh, Monty's not going to give my introduction. Welcome to 2025.
No, it's totally fine.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
Yeah, where do you work?
New place.
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty.
Got it.
Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger.
Everybody does the tiger motion for Monty.
Monty.
Get him. Yeah.
I like Kevin's. He's just one-handed.
Yeah, I was drinking with one hand, so the other hand I was scratching.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey there. Oh, hello.
Did you just say that you have a new place that you work?
No, it was a joke.
Oh. Kevin, come on, man.
Hey there. I just heard.
Really? Are you going to do it one more time?
I was trying to listen intently to what you said.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, and Happy New Year, Spokane!
Wow. You're look right. At him go.
Strong.
Headache.
Yeah.
Nope, not yet. Oh, there it is. There. It took a second.
Yeah, delayed.
Got the vapors.
Yeah. Well, welcome to 2025. Guys, Steve's here too.
Hello. My name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I'm your biggest fan.
Me too.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. It's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
There we go, Steve.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy. That really was something.
Wasn't it, though?
Hi, Steve.
Hi. So, I have something that I think you fellas will like.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay. Money?
No. Nope. You don't have that. Sorry,
I mean,
about that.
You would like that, yeah.
Yeah. I wish I did.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a quarter or something around. I don't know. I watched yesterday. Usually I don't watch like a full podcast of anything.
Okay.
But I saw a full podcast yesterday and then fell asleep. Of New Heights.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, the Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce doing their thing. Yeah. They are entertaining, aren't they? Yeah, and they were chatting yesterday with Caitlin Clark. Oh, yeah. So, it's quite hold on.
I thought he was going to play a clip there. I was all ready to go.
Oh, no, I don't have anything prepared. Down, let's start at our lowest sports knowledge.
Hi, Warren.
Hi.
Who is, this will be amazing.
Yeah.
Who is Caitlin Clark?
She plays basketball. She was a college student, and now she's pro.
What?
Oh.
And
okay, folks, that tells
that's
you
a miracle.
How and she's popular Caitlin Clark is.
And, yeah. she just recently, I saw her golfing.
Oh, nice. Oh, very good. Okay.
Unreal.
Yeah. That's impressive, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Me too.
Me too. Yeah.
So, Steve, was there anything from the interview that was, like, amazing, or you just wanted to say, I watched something? I just wanted to say that I watched something. Oh, it was also very good. They did a part that I thought was kind of cool, where they were naming
Iowa football players, basically.
Ooh.
And they were going back and forth between the three of them to see how many they could name.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that was impressive.
Kind of like, of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. I would imagine she did okay with the new guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Since she was going to school there.
Ooh. I got a secondary question for the sports knowledge guru over here.
Yes, Warren.
Warren,
congrats with the new title in 2025.
Travis Kelce, why is he famous?
Well, he's football and he goes with what's her name?
Yeah.
The used to be country singer.
Oh, the billionaire.
Yeah, the billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do you know what team he plays for?
Nah.
Check out.
No, that's all right. Pace yourself.
Yeah, at least he got the football steps. Part.
Yeah, and he knows he dates what's her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it come to you yet?
Nope. Oh, Taylor Swift.
There it is.
Tater.
There's literally a picture behind your
Tater
right shoulder.
Taylor Swift.
Old Tater.
I heard Taylor Swift, too.
I was like, Taylor Swift. All right. They call me Tater.
That's real funny.
Dude, if he actually calls her that, that'd be great.
Tater.
Tater Swift.
Me and Tater.
Me and Tater.
Me and Tater going to get on the helicopter, go for a ride, get us some dinner.
That's what happens when you're billionaires.
I guess, yeah. Quick audio vault for you guys today. I thought of Monty when I heard this clip because Monty has a lot of brothers. How many brothers do you have, total?
Four.
Four brothers when you're growing up.
Right.
Yeah. So I started thinking about this. Ryan Reynolds was talking about the fact he has two brothers. Hmm. So there's three boys, and he decided when he was young he was going to get his ear pierced. It was just that time. It was kind of the thing back then.
It was cool for a while.
Yeah. So he's going to get his ear pierced, and they were talking about the fact that his dad wasn't going to be a big fan of it.
Wasn't having it.
His brothers began to tell him that this could be his last day on the planet. Here's Ryan Reynolds.
And I remember my brothers before I got home. They said that you're dead. Dad's gonna murder you. Like you're actually this is it.
Yeah.
This is it for both of you. Like he's going to jail. Right. You are gonna have your skin removed. Right. And yeah. And I remember really taking that to heart. And I got to the dinner table. I knew it was coming. I could feel sweating, and I could feel my dad's eyes on me. And then,
Were you hiding the ear?
There's no hiding that. It was shiny gold. My ear was like heavily infected already. I think it was just so idiotic. And I could feel his eyes on me. And then I could feel the laser gaze move over to my brothers. And I looked up, and each of my brothers had got their ears pierced to take the heat off.
That would never happen at your house.
Not a chance. No, there would be signs at each one of the, where they sat pointing to my
ear. Look at Monty's ear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? Stepping up.
Boy.
Wow.
Kind of the great equalizer there. You owe your brothers for life on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny, though. I was like, man, that's a different sort of relationship with your brothers.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
And they probably remind him of that now that he's very wealthy.
Help us out.
help a brother out. How about a bigger Christmas present? That's your audio vault for a Friday. It is the third day of January, 2025.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is it foggy everywhere?
It was a little foggy at my house.
Intermittent.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Easy with the big ones. Oh. I mean,
I heard that on TV one day.
Did you? Okay. Yeah.
Kevin James.
I didn't know what it means.
No. He immediately looked at you like, did I use that correctly?
I just like to throw it in when I can.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Real quick, before we do the match game, Warren, do you plan on sledding? At all? Like you as a human. I mean, not like, I'm sure maybe your, grandkids or whatever slide down that hill by your house. You have a very nice sledding hill.
That's a nice area. And a lot of it's grown in with trees. I need to take them out. But
well, that makes it harder.
It does. But I probably won't.
You will not.
Lori probably will if we get enough snow on the grandkids. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of past it. Remember, over it.
Yeah, because when you came out, we had packed the hill.
Oh, it was great.
Man, it was fast.
Yeah,
it was very fast.
Yeah. Fun. Okay. I was just curious if that was something that you were going to
You came out too, Kev.
Oh, yeah. I've been out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do a little match game. Kevin's got the match game questions, I guess?
They're just statements, and they're missing a word. We need to fill in the blank here. You will all fill in the blank. Producer Steve, this is one of my favorites because you get to play as well.
Nice.
You don't always get to play the game.
Hey.
Looking forward to it. You do on this one.
All right, let's see how we do.
So who's on what teams?
No teams, just individual points.
You're just on your own, Bruce.
Oh, really?
And you just fill in the blank.
Yeah.
What do we win?
It'll come to you as soon as I start doing
it. I will.
Jay's wife Denise came in and cleaned the studio last week.
Yeah. Yes.
She said it was messy.
Yes. How messy was it?
It was so messy, but she was like, I was most shocked to find a blank under the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Counter? I think it's counter.
Counter?
Yeah. I got what you meant, though.
Jay's wife Denise came in, cleaned the studio last week. Such a mess, but she said, I was most shocked to find a blank under the counter.
I'm in.
All right, I'm locked in. Everybody's locked in.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go. Let's go through them. Let's start over here with, let's start with Jay. It's your wife.
Okay, yeah.
It's your wife, Jay.
It is, yeah.
And you would probably know best that she was most shocked to find a blank under the counter.
Former producer.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We thought they had all left, but no, they're hiding under the counter.
Yeah.
There they are. Monty, what do you got?
Oh, a moving van.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, could probably use one. Yeah. There was a lot under there.
Parked there for a while.
Yeah.
Long time. Great answer so far.
Warren?
A half can of soup.
That one actually is factual, so thank you.
That was the real deal.
That one was real, yeah.
Yeah, it was growing some hair.
Bruce, what do you got?
Well, a decomposing rabbit.
Oh, wow.
Decomposing rabbit.
Ay, ay, ay.
Excuse me. Yeah, it does get messy.
Man, I just went with a calendar.
Oh, Steve. Oh, calendar. That's
from 1996.
Yeah, that's right.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Kevin, what'd you have?
I said a clean spot.
Oh, yeah.
There was one clean spot under the counter.
Very rare.
She was like, what happened here?
Yeah, very rare.
Okay, here we go. Steve made it until midnight on New Year's Eve. He said it was a wild night.
How wild was it?
Super wild. He watched TV and spent the night on the couch with blank, his true love.
Oh, yeah.
What? Steve, New Year's Eve, picture it, can't you? Wild night on the couch, watching TV.
I'm in.
Spent the night on the couch with blank, which is his true love.
Yep, I am.
I'm in.
Look at us all go. Wow.
Okay, wow. Where do we want to start the order this time?
I mean, you could start with Steve. He was the one that was on the couch.
Steve. Yeah. It was his couch.
Yeah, ooh. All I need is that couch, really.
Yeah.
I said orange soda.
Orange soda, his orange own soda. True love. Orange soda. Yeah. Bruce?
My turn?
Yeah.
Orange soda.
Points for you two.
Nice,
look at
nice,
that.
Nice, yeah. nice, nice.
Congrats. What'd you have, Warren?
I said teddy rabbit.
What's teddy rabbit?
Oh, my.
I don't know. That's two questions in a row that a rabbit's been mentioned. I'm curious what we're doing here. What'd you say,
I don't
Monty?
Even know what that means.
I said cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza is a good answer.
That's a good answer.
I said McSniffles, the stuffed cat.
Oh, Jay, what an answer.
Yeah. Well played.
See, there's McSniffles right there on top of his cabinet. You guys see him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his own little perch.
His own little perch.
Yeah, look at him up there.
Yeah. Ooh, my wife cleaned up a spot for McSniffles.
Oh, it's wet up there.
Oh, it's dripping on McSniffles?
Gross. Oh,
no. right on that cabinet that's got all the electronics on it. That's perfect. Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kev?
Oh, I said that he spent it with leftover Chinese food.
That's a good answer. Good answer, Kevin. Life. 1 point for Bruce, 1 point for Steve for matching. Here we go with round three.
Yeah, nice here we go. We got two rounds left, guys. Yeah. Let's focus.
Okay.
Warren and Bruce ride in together on Fridays.
Yeah.
Warren loves to tell stories.
How much does he love it?
Bruce said he loves it so much that he told a 30-minute story today about blank. 30-minute story from Warren on the way in today about blank. By the way, 30-minute story, impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not guessing, unusual, though.
No, okay, but then there was no stopping.
not unusual, though.
All right, let's see. We're locked in. You know what? We'll start over here this time with Bruce, because he was the man in the car who had to hear the story.
Yeah,
tell us.
Sense.
He told us a 30-minute story about what?
Icy roads.
Icy roads. Oh, that could be a 30-minute easy story for Warren.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Warren?
Electric socks.
Electric socks.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like that might have been real. that was too easy
this
for you.
This is legit match game.
Yeah, seriously. Monty.
I put his transfer case.
Transfer case.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we've heard that one.
Steve, what did you say?
Mike Riley.
Mike Riley.
just naming anybody out of maybe coffee group.
I like it.
Mike Riley. Yeah.
Mike Riley.
I said the same thing you told about last week.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what it is as long as it's the same. Kevin, what'd you have?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah, 30 minutes.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
Kind of true, too, huh, Bruce?
Yeah, all right, here we go. Let's all good wrap answers, no points. Up. Monty is always helping his wife, Kelly, with new photography backgrounds. He loves putting a hammer to a nail.
How much does he love it?
Well, guys, he loves it so much he'll do it for free. And he says, Kelly, the only payment I need is a photo shoot of me dressed as a blank.
Oh, yeah.
Monty, just free. You know, he'll do the work for free.
Of course he will.
He does. He would like to get a photo shoot of him dressed as a blank.
I'm in.
Me too.
Well, you know what, guys? I think the theory here is we got to start with Monty.
Okay.
He was the guy there.
Dressed as a what, Monty?
I'm going to keep this simple. It's a handyman.
Handyman. Yeah. Doesn't even have to wear an outfit, guys. He just wears his everyday clothes.
Just show up.
Yeah. Well, dressed as a what, Warren?
Elon Musk.
He's a billionaire. What? Okay.
Guys, that's good. Funny round today.
What do you got, Brewster? Was he dressed as a what?
As Tarzan.
Oh, wow.
Tarzan.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Sadly, I kind of want to see it.
I do, too.
Kind of.
Yeah. What do you got?
Definitely.
What do you got, Mixed Nipples Lover?
I said Cupid.
Cupid.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Go back your bow and let your arrow go.
I said Pinocchio.
not funny, Jay.
That's not what you did.
That is
that's
very
not,
funny.
No, it's not funny.
You guys know what I mean, right?
We know what you did.
We know.
You know, okay.
Still not funny.
What did you say, Kevin?
Well, I just said calendar.
Okay.
Okay, that's not funny.
That's a show.
That actually was very funny.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
A little recall humor to end the game.
Yeah.
Well done. Boys.
Fellas, give yourself a round of applause.
Oh, yeah, that game always a favorite.
That was fun.
That was very, very good. Very nice.
Very nice.